Well, just because Peyton Manning's with the Broncos on offense probably doesn't necessarily mean that their defense has changed from what you saw twice toward the end of last season. Has it changed much, and what are the challenges that come with facing this defense?
It hadn't changed too much. They do the same type of stuff, but, they got more experience. Some younger guys really stepping up for them and doing some good things out there, and we got to make sure we're on top of everything. And they got some dangerous guys back there who can really change the game, and we got to stay on top of it all.
And what allowed you guys to have success in both games last year, the regular season and the postseason, against some of these players that you keep an eye on?
We played well. I think that's what it comes down to, is us going out there and playing well and playing to our capabilities and going out there and executing the way we need to. And we're going to have to do it again this Sunday.
It seems like every time we talk Denver Broncos, at least the last several years, and we talk secondary, we talk Champ Bailey. What has made him so good over so many years?
He's just a great ball player, and I think he just gets out of bed and he's just great, and he's very patient and does a good job getting his hands on you and plays really well and smart guy, instincts, all those things, and it's why he's stayed around for a long.
What's the key to getting open against a guy like that?
I have to be very precise and keep him on his toes and make sure that, you're really mixing it up on him and being physical and doing things necessary to try and get open.
We hear a lot also about, guys at the line of scrimmage can change up their looks, the front, but in the secondary, is he somebody who can change the way he's playing the pass and give you a different look than what you might be expecting?
He's got great instincts, and he changes things up quite a bit and does a great job and really plays really well and does some great things out there.
Does last week's win, not that it would be meaningless either way, but is it almost not as important if you guys can't string it together and get the consistency that you guys have been able to have in recent years when you were able to rattle off several wins in a row?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to win multiple games in a row, and that's what we have to do is go out there and play well on a consistent basis. And it was a good start last week, and we got to keep it going into this week.